Okay, Clyde, if you're ready, if you could put the first slide up on the screen and just let me know that we're all set. And I'm going to lock the mic. I believe the key is Alt-L. And if people are not hearing me within a few minutes of Clyde, please chime in. I want to make sure that everything is going well and that my mic is locked and I can just continue. So Clyde, just let me know if you're ready with slide number one and I'll get right into the PowerPoint.
Larry, it's Clyde here, ready to go. It has been pushed.
Okay, so it sounds like we have a locked mic and everything is good. I'm going to quickly move to my PowerPoint slideshow. Perfect. So the very first slide up here is portable and affordable, Human Wears Braille displays in action. What we're going to be talking about today is refreshing.
Larry, your mic became unlocked there, so may I just want to latch it again.
Okay, I want to press Alt-L to lock it, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so we are locked and ready to go now. So anyway, we have the first slide up, portable and affordable Human Wears Braille displays, portable and affordable. Okay, and I am Alt-tabbing to the correct window now. There we go. So portable and affordable Human Wears Braille displays. For those of you who are not familiar, HumanWare has been in the refreshable Braille display business for quite some time. I actually was introduced to HumanWare because of the Alva Braille displays, which were around in the early 90s that HumanWare brought into this country. And HumanWare, for its existence, has really been involved in refreshable Braille, be it in a Braille display or a Braille note taker and so forth. So it's a real fitting presentation for HumanWare, and I'm very excited to be showing you technology, not only that I'm very happy with as it relates to being a choice for a consumer, but technology that I've actually invested in myself is my technology for refreshable Braille access on a number of different platforms. And so we're going to be talking about that today. If you can move to the next slide, Clyde. So let's talk about the objectives of this presentation. I'm going to give a brief history of refreshable Braille, just from my perspective, but we'll have many facts in there as well. I've been using refreshable Braille for really since the late 70s, and we'll talk a little bit about how refreshable Braille has emerged. The main reason we're here today, though, is to introduce you to a brand new line of Braille displays that HumanWare has come out with over the past few months, and they're really exciting Braille displays. They do lots of different types of things above and beyond what a lot of other Braille displays will allow you to do, and I'll be showcasing that. If you can move to the next slide, Clyde. We'll talk about how to use Braille Connect with a PC, and we'll demonstrate some advantages as to how that would work. And we'll also focus on the Braille Connect working with an emerging type of technology called MobileSpeak, which runs on a variety of PDAs and cellular phones. And so we'll talk about how a user might be able to transform his off-the-shelf PDA into a low-cost organizer with Braille access using this wireless refreshable Braille option that we have. Well, we'll also talk about some strategies at the end as to how we might make Braille Connect and these sorts of displays more of a part of our educational and employment experience. We often see a lot of refreshable Braille being prevalent throughout later education and throughout work situations. When you're in a work situation such as a call center and you're connected to a PC for most of the day and so forth. We'll talk about how we might be able to interact not just with a PC, but with some of these other mobile devices in an employment situation where Braille is at the center of what we're using as it relates to access. If you could go to slide four, Clyde. Let's talk a little bit about the evolution of refreshable Braille. I see we have quite a list of people who are online. Many of you I know, and many of you I know have used technology for a long time. I've used technology really since, adaptive technology, really since it came into being in the late 70s with an emergence of a product called the VersaBraille. For those of you who are not familiar with the VersaBraille, it is by today's standards a pretty big bulky machine, but what it allowed you to do was actually store data at first on a cassette tape with data, and it was really the first product out there that really hit the United States that gave individuals access to electronic data and their preferred reading grade of Braille. I can remember reading George Orwell's 1984 on that device, and I was an avid reader in school and had lots of Braille books, but this was much smaller. And when you had a cassette tape with data and something that looked like a very big tape player in front of you with a Braille display on it, it was quite amazing. In the late 80s, I was one of the recipients of a Braille and Speak Classic, and I'm sure that many of you are familiar with Braille and Speaks and Braille Lights and taking that portable Braille access to another level. It really was one of the factors that got me through graduate school, was having a small device that I could store lots of information on. Again, at the time, it seemed like lots of information. Now, you could put that information and many times over on a small card. But Braille and Speaks and Braille Lights were a big deal for those of us in the late 80s, early 90s. Being able to take things with us in our backpack, not having to necessarily carry around a Perkins Brailler or a Slayton Stylus to write paper Braille, but to actually interact with electronic data in our preferred reading and writing form of Braille. As we know, in 2000, HumanWare released the Braille Note, which was truly revolutionary and took that Braille and Speak, Braille Light type mindset to the Windows platform and gave us access to all sorts of new things, such as email and internet and all types of things that many of us who use PDAs can actually perform in a Braille type environment, a very comfortable environment. And so many folks became very open to the idea of performing more and more tasks because of Braille, and I think that we have HumanWare and Russell and Dominic and people like that to thank for all the hard work that they've done with the Braille Note family of products. If you want to move to the next slide, that would be great. Along the same vein as Windows on portable devices like the Braille Note and so forth, we saw the emergence in the mid-90s of Windows on a desktop PC. And with that became a lot of graphics, a lot of difficult situations, a lot of difficult applications that were quite a bit more of a challenge for somebody who is blind to handle just with speech and so forth. And so you've seen lots of manufacturers, HumanWare and a whole host of other companies that have come out with some very interesting devices that allow for access to Windows on a desktop PC. That's really important in the workplace because you're dealing with applications that have multiple windows open, windows within windows that are open, data that changes all the time, and to keep up with that just with speech is quite daunting and quite difficult. And so Windows has really led to the emergence of Braille becoming more prevalent within the workplace and so forth. And I don't know who we have to thank for that, Microsoft or what have you, but we're in a Windows world, be it PDAs, be it Braille notes, be it Braille displays, and I think having a graphical user interface, it makes sense to liken a graphical user interface to us actually being able to access information. So that's quite important. And in my opinion, in order for the long-term success of somebody in a higher education situation or an employment environment, they really need to have some backup strategies besides speech to make employment and so forth conducive for them so that they can advance and compete with their sighted counterparts and so forth. So that sort of brings you up to speed. We've moved from bigger to smaller, from expensive to moderately less expensive type products, and I'll be discussing pricing at the very end. But here we are. We're in 2007. We have all different types of technology at our disposal. And from HumanWare's perspective, it was really time to come to the market with a product that allowed users to connect to different types of devices and so forth. And that's what we're here to talk about today. If you can move to slide 6, 5. We have a picture up on the screen of the Brilliant Braille displays, and we'll be talking about Brilliant and Braille Connect Braille displays. Humanware released the Brilliant, I guess it would have been a couple of years ago, and the Brilliant is a wireless Braille display. Comes in different lengths from 24 to 40 to 64 to 80 cell models. We'll talk a little bit about why Braille lengths are important as far as the length of your Braille cell line towards the end of the presentation. But these displays come in different sizes because oftentimes price is a consideration, but also portability and the need for X amount of Braille might be a consideration as well. These devices run off of a wireless protocol called Bluetooth. And for those of you who aren't familiar with what Bluetooth is, Bluetooth allows for devices to communicate with one another and perform specific tasks. Oftentimes, you can walk into a corporate situation and somebody might have a Bluetooth mouse. And that just pretty much means they have a wireless link to their computer, a wireless mouse, and as they move their mouse on the desktop and so forth, they're not really constrained by a cable or anything, and their mouse pointer would move. Many people use Bluetooth printers so that they can print wirelessly to a printer. Today, we're going to be focusing on Bluetooth Braille displays and how important that is. And I'll be showing some wireless access as I access my PDA phone in a few minutes. But these devices both run on USB, which we're all familiar with, and Bluetooth. So you have a choice. In some corporate situations, the security of Bluetooth and IT specialists and so forth want individuals to be connected via a hard cable or a USB cable. So sometimes Bluetooth is not the best option in the work situation, and so there is USB connectivity on these devices. On the Brilliant displays, we also have a standard serial connection. You are starting to see serial ports becoming a little bit more phased out, but for situations where people are using still Windows 2000, Windows NT, and so forth, where there is serial access, there is a serial connection on the Brilliant. So you have serial, USB, and Bluetooth connectivity. As I indicated, you have different line lengths and so forth. Let me describe a little bit to you the Brilliant. You would have a Braille line in front of you or a Braille display in front of you, and on either end of those Braille cells, you would have three dots 1, 2, 3, three buttons, which would represent dots 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6 on the right-hand side. And when a series of those buttons are pressed, a command could be issued from the Braille display to your device, be it a PC or be it a mobile speak equipped device. For instance, when you're using JAWS or WindowEyes on a desktop PC, if I were to hit dots button 1, button 4, button 5, which would be the Braille letter G, focus would be brought to my desktop and my hands would be on my Braille display. So I wouldn't have my hands all over my keyboard, back down to my Braille and so forth. Something that's held true for Humanware since its existence, really, is being productive and using Braille. So if you've got your hands on the Braille display, if there's a reason to keep them there and not take them off and being productive, then that's a really good thing. For those of you who are sighted, if you can imagine every time you moved your mouse, turning your head away and looking away from the screen as you moved your mouse pointer, you could see how that would slow you down. The same really holds true if you are a PC user. And a blind PC user in need of using a Braille display. So if we can move to the next slide. And we talk a little bit about the portability of these 24, 32, and 40 cell displays. As I mentioned in the last slide, we do have 64 and 80 cell Braille displays, which would be more or less for somebody who was in a work situation where they were tied to their PC all day. They weren't going anywhere. They needed access to large amounts of Braille at one time, and it wouldn't be a display that they would necessarily carry around with them. These Brilliant Braille displays that come in 24, 32, 40 cell models 24 some model could actually slip inside of your coat jacket as far as a pocket and so forth. And these would be devices you could carry with you and not disconnect to your computer. But if you were, for instance, in an airport and wanting to use your mobile speak equipped phone to check email, you could do that with Braille and not necessarily with speech, having your mobile phone in your pocket and your Braille display on your lap and so forth, and sort of transforming your phone into a Braille equipped PDA. So there should be pictures here of those displays as well. The specs are here as well. We also have a 12-cell model as it relates to moving from the Brilliance to the Braille Connect. So we're going to move to the next slide, and we have our Braille Connect technology. What the Braille Connect is it's quite honestly, it is a brilliant Braille display, but behind the Braille cells, there are Braille entry keys. So if the Braille cells are facing you, right above the Braille cells, you'll have what are called routing buttons. And whenever you push one of those buttons, it pretty much simulates a left mouse click depending on what application you're in, and it allows you to route your cursor, open up menus, click on buttons in a dialog box, and so forth. Directly behind those routing buttons would be a series of keys used for Braille input. And this would be the defining factor between the difference between a Brilliant and a Braille Connect. The Braille Connect would allow a user to enter Braille text into a device, be it USB or wirelessly, such as a PC and so forth. And that's really important. And when we get into the actual demonstration of this technology, I'll demonstrate to you why that's important to be able to also have Braille entry capabilities. It really makes you quite efficient. The Braille Connect 12, which is referenced in this slide, is really the first 12-cell refreshable Braille display. I always joke with people, we have a little slogan, a Braille display for less than $2,000, or less than $2,000. Because there are so few cells, it gives individuals who need very portable access and so forth a very affordable option. $2,000 does sound like a lot of money, and to some of us it is a lot of money. But when you've come through the history of refreshable Braille, and Braille displays used to be $15,000 and $11,000 and so forth, we have seen prices come down, and part of it is because there's a lot more Braille out there right now, but also when you have less Braille cells, it's a little less cost that the supplier would pass along to you, the end user. So quite honestly, for me, 12 cells is not enough Braille, even in a portable situation. But for some people, it is. And there are a number of people with Braille Connects out there who love their 12-cell unit and who use it quite honestly, mostly with their portable types of devices. You're not going to see a lot of 12-cell usage with a PC because there's so much information coming at you off the computer screen. It can be done, but it could also become frustrating to do something like that. All of these Braille displays, I forgot to mention, have battery life, wireless battery life of 25 hours with wireless access and 75 hours with USB access. And you can actually set your Braille display up so that when you're connected to your PC and your PC is plugged into the wall, you are actually charging off of the battery or off of the electricity of your PC. So you're able to charge your battery off the PC, which is getting AC current. So that is great. You don't have to necessarily carry around power supplies as much as you used to. You just have a USB cable that you would connect. We can move to the next slide. And here you see 32 and 40 cell Braille displays, pictures of those. I have a Braille display, a Braille Connect 40 on my desk, which I'm very happy with. These devices work with all commercial screen readers, and I'd like to get through the slides before I take you on a demo of this, and we'll demonstrate both the screen reader as well as some of the mobile technologies on the mobile phones. So we'll keep the demonstration confined, and we'll get through these slides first. We work with JAWS and WindowEyes on a desktop PC. On the Braille Connect, another difference between the Braille Connect and the Brilliant is we do have a joystick, and we have two space bars on either side of the joystick, and then we have four navigational keys, which in a PC situation, we have mapped going from left to right. They're on the front of the display. Shift, tab, and then you have your joystick and space bar, control tab, and alt tab. And so the reason we picked those is not only do we have our up, down, left, and right movements of our joystick, but we're also able to tab and alt tab and shift tab and control tab between dialog boxes, links on the web page, and different things like that. Now if we can move to the next slide. We talked about the Braille input keys. We talked about the routing keys for clicking on links, routing our cursor, and different things like that. And we will show how to use Braille Connect with a laptop in just a minute, but I'd like to also cover the portable technology as well, and then we can shift and do both of the demonstrations and then open things up for questions. So Humanware also carries a line of products called MobileSpeak, MobileSpeak Pocket, and what MobileSpeak Pocket is it's a screen reader for a Pocket PC device or a Windows mobile device. Humanware sells the Dell Axiom with MobileSpeak already built into the product or installed on the product. MobileSpeak also runs on a variety of Windows mobile telephones, cellular phones, and so forth. And the main difference between MobileSpeak type technology and technology that you might be used to for note-taking is this is an off-the-shelf product. MobileSpeak is quite honestly the equivalent to JAWS or WindowEyes for your mobile device. And so you're able to get speech output with this type of product. And it differs a little bit from a BrailleSpeak and different products like that because what that allows you to do is connect to your USB cable to your PC and any information that you have, be it emails, files, pictures, media files, different things like that. That all gets automatically synchronized to your handheld device. Phone numbers, contacts, anything within Microsoft Outlook, that all gets synchronized. And when you make a change on your PDA or your phone or what have you, and you connect it back to your PC, the PC also reflects changes that might have occurred on your phone. It's a process called synchronization, and it's really an essential process when you're in a situation where you're dealing with large amounts of data that's changing quite a bit. I keep everything synchronized. I have probably, I would say, 900 contacts in my phone, and I'm much too lazy to enter them all myself. It's basically my Outlook address book is completely synchronized with my phone, and as I add new phone numbers and contacts on my phone, that's updated to Outlook and so forth. It's much easier to perform those types of tasks on your cellular phone or your PDA if you have a Braille display and if you have Braille entry capability. We have multiple grades of Braille supported. We are supporting grade 2 Braille and so forth. I'm going to close my door because somebody is calling me on another phone. There we go. Pardon me. So that would be our mobile technology. And the last slide here. There is a process that you're going to have to be aware of if you are pairing these devices and working with these devices on a PC or a PDA wirelessly. Quite honestly, the process is not a pretty process the first time it happens, but after it happens, life is good. The process is called pairing, and anybody, sighted or blind, would have to pair a device with another device before they could use it wirelessly. I've heard it referred to as sort of marrying devices because you actually are establishing a relationship between the two devices, and nobody else can, or no other device can really hone in on that relationship, if you will. So that relationship is often defined by a number, which is a PIN code. And so what will happen is on my PC, and I've already done this as well as on my MobileSpeak equipped PDA, I have searched for my device, my Braille Connect. I have found it, and I have issued it a PIN code, which is the PIN code 1234. And the Braille Connect has recognized that, has accepted it, And I am now able to just automatically connect to these devices once the initial pairing is set up. It's a bit of an issue the first time. And, you know, once you've done it a time or two, then it becomes much more easier. But I will be transparent with you folks and just tell you that this is not an out-of-box solution. And fortunately, HumanWare has a great out-of-box solution in the Braille Note to accommodate your product needs if an out-of-box solution, all-encompassing solution, is what you would want. This type of product, this Braille Connect product, as you're going to see, it's a device that's primarily designed to access many different devices, giving you Braille input, Braille output. There are no note-taking capabilities or intelligence within Braille Connect or Brailliant. And again, just to review, the only difference between Braille Connect and Brailliant would be the fact that the Braille Connect would allow you to have keys for Braille entry, which for somebody like myself is imperative. So what I'm going to do now, we'll discuss some strategies for implementing this a little bit more after we get through the demonstrations. I see that I'm about 25 minutes into the presentation, so I'm going to spend a few minutes, actually about 30 minutes into the presentation, I'm going to spend a few minutes demonstrating some different things that we can do. I'm going to close this PowerPoint slide. And I am actually going to take off my headphones, which I hate to do when I'm talking. And I am going to plug in a set of speakers. Here we go. And I'm going to slow my speech down so that it's a little bit more understandable. And that brings us
HumanWare Meeting Room, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
And so now what we have here is we have my PC. I see on my Braille display HumanWare Meeting Room, and I see that I'm in Internet Explorer. If I were to reach to my left and my right of my Braille display, and if I were to press button 1, button 4, button 5, I would press the Braille letter D. So let's see what happens when I do that.
Minimize all apps, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected by computer, 1 of 27.
And now what I see on here is desktop, LV for list view, my computer, 1 of 27. What we've done is we've made all, as many as we can, most of the commands for the Braille Connect, whether you use JAWS or Window Eyes as your screen reader. And you do need to use a screen reader when using this Braille display that would have a Braille Connect driver. Installation process. Window Eyes, you're able just to automatically load Window Eyes and pick your Braille Connect from a list. In the case of JAWS, we do have an installation program that comes on the CD that ships with the Braille Connect, and it's quite easy. It's a matter of pressing enter a couple of times, and you have the Braille Connect set up as Braille display for JAWS. So this is probably the fourth Braille display from HumanWare where we've focused on making the commands very simple. And everybody knows their ABCs. So you know that D will bring up your desktop. You know that J, if I press the Braille letter J using these navigation Braille keys,
JAWS context menu, options sub menu,
I'll be in my options menu, JAWS. W for Window Eyes will do the same thing. If I press dots 3-4, my ST sign, what that'll do is it'll bring up my start menu. And I'm not sure why
utility
I'm not
escape. Menu.
There we go. Let me get out of JAWS.
Escape,
pressing
menu,
escape.
View, not selected, start menu, favorites.
I can also press the Braille letter Z to escape on the Braille, bringing back some of the old Blazy commands and so forth. And so now what I have here is my start menu. And I have favorites. I can joystick down and look at my whole start menu.
Set program access as default, Windows catalog, Windows update.
Now let's say I wanted to skip all of this and I wanted to get into my programs and so forth. If I press the Braille entry letters, P, on my Braille entry keys,
program submenu, accessory submenu,
I'm going to automatically open that. So not only can you use Braille entry on this device and enter in Braille and Microsoft Word and devices like that, different applications like that. But if I'm on a menu and I have a Windows hotkey, such as pressing P on my PC keyboard to open up programs in my start menu, I can press P on my Braille display. If I go back to my desktop,
minimize all apps, accessories, Internet Explorer, broadband, media center, my computer, HD, memories, active, synthesis, broadband, submenu.
I'm going to go back to
minimize all apps.
My desktop. And if I were to press W, for instance, my Braille entry keys,
Web root submenu, Windows Digital Media Enhancement submenu, Windows Media Player.
I can move all around, and I can do these different types of things without having to arrow through and without having to look for things. So what I'm going to do is open up another web session and not interrupt what we've got going on with the web conferencing here.
Escape program submenu. Escape leaving menu. Start button.
And I'm going to go to start menu again.
Start menu. Favorites.
And now I'm going to type run on the Braille display. Just press the letter R.
Run. HTTPS://www.s. Ameritrade. Comments. Login. Leaving menus. Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open. Edit combo.
And I'm going to type www.humanware.
Humanware.com. Enter.
And lo and behold, Humanware webpage opens up.
Like the slow vision, digital talking books, and GPS products, Microsoft Internet Explorer, Humanware assistive technologies, like the slow vision, digital talking books, and GPS products, page has 8 headings and 27 links, Humanware assistive technologies, this page links give the content all to technologies, comma.
Now we all know that with our screen readers, JAWS and Window Eyes, if we press insert F7, we are going to be presented with a list of links. So rather than do that, I will just press a Braille letter L on my navigation keys.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Skip the content all 2, 1 of 27.
And now I can move through here.
Skip the navigation all 3. Humanware.
By using my joystick, I can tab.
Move the link button. Activate link button. Cancel button. Sort links attack order ratio button checked. 1 of display all links ratio.
And I'm basically navigating through my web page.
Links list view. Humanware logo. 3 of 27.
Without taking my hands off of the Braille display. We could bring down...
My pocket viewer online, selected. Low vision solutions. Picture of Braille note. Click here to link to Braille of speech products. Picture of Trevor. Click here to link. Picture of my reader 2.
And so we hear all these different things. I'm just moving down.
Picture of Braille note. Click low vision solutions. Picture of Braille note. Click here to link to Braille of speech product.
I'm going
to
click here.
Humanware Braille of speech technology for the blind. 6%. Humanware Braille of speech technology. Combo Pocket 8 of 9 plus.
We also have the ability to go forward and back by web page, and we've assigned lots of neat keys because the internet is so usable. It's so used by people who are blind. And F will bring up your list of frames, and H will bring up your headings. All of these different types of keys, these navigational Braille keys and so forth. We want to make people productive. We want to give people tactile access to things so that they can move quicker when they're in a research situation, a job situation, or just to make their web experience more comfortable for them. So I need to keep moving. There's lots I could show you. You can enter data into Word and Excel. I find Braille displays irreplaceable when you're dealing with things like PowerPoint or spreadsheets and so forth. And I will segue into showing you why I also find Braille displays a must when you're dealing with portable devices. So I am going to be putting my headphones back on, thankfully. I feel like a fish out of water without them. And I'm going to be switching to a mobile situation, and we'll be focusing for a few minutes on Mobile Speak Pocket. Not so much on Mobile Speak Pocket itself, but how it relates to Braille access and so forth. So what I have now is my HTC Wizard, which is my PDA cellular phone. And it tells me that my rate is 12, so we've slowed this down enough. I need to unhook my Braille display from my PC. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch and turn my Braille display by going into an advanced menu. I'm going to go down to Bluetooth and change from USB to Bluetooth. I was using USB on my PC. And now we have Bluetooth picked. So I'm going to press the hotkey, and basically what I have here is a screen reader on my handheld PDA. This has all my contacts, all my favorites, all sorts of things on here. Spreadsheets, Word documents. It pretty much has my life on this phone, so I typically back up quite a bit. Just in the rare event that I were to lose my phone or so forth. And that's another reason why synchronization is important. I've got a lot of data on this phone. So
Alt.
I'm pressing Alt, and I'm pressing Screen Tap 1 to enable Braille.
Enabling Braille.
And you'll hear my Braille display beep.
MSP Braille ready.
And we have MSP Braille
Friday,
ready.
June 15th, 2007.
And so I see that it's Friday, June 15th, 2007. If I wanted the date and time, I could press a Braille letter D.
3:49 p.m. Friday, June 15th, 2007.
And I see that the clock is ticking, so I've got to talk fast. I just pressed the Braille letter D on those navigation keys, and I see that it's 3:49 p.m. So, again, the first thing that comes up on my phone is my today's screen, and that just pretty much tells me the date and time, who's called last, and so forth. If I press again my ST sign, that's dot 3:4. Now I've got my today screen, or my today option.
Calendar, see.
And I'm in my start menu.
Contacts, oh.
So if I click on my contacts here, I'm going to open up my phone book. And again, I have a very large amount of contacts here, so it does take a minute for my phone book to open, but it's more than just a phone book. This is basically my Outlook address book that's opening up, and I'm able to do lots of different things from my cellular phone, my PDA, and my Braille display. Should be about set there. My phone doesn't decide to give us technical problems as well. There we go. So now, this is where Braille is really important, because otherwise I would have to use my joystick on my PDA to scroll down to the name I wanted. We're going to single out Ms. Becker, who I know is online here, and I'm going to type B-E-C-K-E-R. And it's going to scroll through, and I see Becker up here right now.
Becker, Joanne.
And there's Joanne. And so now what I can do from my Braille display is issue a command to click on a menu button that's on my screen.
New contact. New same contact.
I could beam Joanne's contact details to somebody else who had a wireless device, basically transfer her information from my device to them in the form of a business card.
Copy contact. Delete contact.
I would never delete Joanne's.
Options. View box submenu. Filtered submenu.
I can also call her.
Send SD card. Send me a message mobile.
I can also send her email messages. I could send her a voicemail. I could send her a voice attachment as an email. I could send her text messages. I could send her photographs. I could do all the different types of things that sighted people who use these types of devices use these, how they use these devices to interact with their sighted friends and so forth. So I'm going to press the Braille letter X to exit this if she gets enough email from me anyway. And I'll close my contact window as well.
Today's screen, web soft calendar, right soft contacts.
Another thing that I use Braille displays quite a bit with mobile devices is for
today's
spreadsheets. And so I'm moving down to Excel Mobile. I'm opening up Microsoft Excel on my phone. And we have HumanWare's May Expense Form. When you're in business for yourself, expenses and invoicing, all that good stuff, you keep it with you all the time. So I'm going to open this up. And so I have a formula issue in this spreadsheet, but I can still show you some things. And here we go. I had a really screwy formula in there for those of you who use Excel, and I had copied and moved some cells around, so that was why my Excel was telling me that it was having an issue with a formula. So I'm down to A3, and I have the word date on my Braille display, and now if I move to the right using my joystick,
auto start B3.
I see auto,
airfare,
airfare is in C3,
meals,
lodging, and I pretty much have an expense form here that I can fill out using my Braille display. It'll save the information to my phone. When I connect it to my PC, the same file will be updated on my PC and so forth, and I'm able to keep all my data together and be a little bit more productive. I'm not going to want to pull my laptop out every time I want to enter in a receipt or a number or take a note down and things like that. But somebody like myself who's accustomed to using Braille, that's very important. There's lots I can show you. I know we wanted to keep this to about an hour. I use Mobile Speak Pocket and Braille from everything from taking notes to spreadsheets. We've just released some PowerPoint capabilities, so I'm getting to the point where when I conduct a PowerPoint presentation in person, I would really like to be able to use my PDA and not lug my laptop around, providing I could connect it to a projector. This is not as simple as taking out a note taker and taking notes. I think the advantage of a note taker is you have that instant on-off. You don't have the pairing and things to worry about. I think the advantage to a mobile speak pocket situation with a Braille display is you're quite portable, you're quite flexible, and you're very much syncable. So if you want to share information with other sighted colleagues and you want to share information with others, either from your device or connecting to a PC and so forth, you're able to do that very efficiently in the same manner that somebody who might be using a BlackBerry or a Palm-type product or a Pocket PC-type product might do, or a cellular phone. You're just starting to see so many of these types of devices come into play for people who are sighted. You guys just got to hear my ringtone? And it's my wife, which I'm going to have to hang up on right now. Anyway, I just hung up on my wife. Oh, well. Just for all of you. So what I'd like to do is wrap up by just talking about some different strategies. There were some on the last slide. I don't know if you still have that up, Clyde, but on the last slide, there were some different questions that you might want to ask yourself when trying to pick a Braille display. Some of the obvious questions, such as how much Braille do I need? Obviously, if you're a portable person, maybe out in the community a lot, maybe you work in an office, but you travel a bit, maybe you're a part-time student, a part-time employee, you're not necessarily going to want an 80-cell Braille display because it's not going to be very easy for you to lug around from your job to your campus to your dorm room to home, different things like that. Having said that, if you are in a call center, you're not going to want a 32 or a 24-cell Braille display. You're at least going to want a 40, preferably a 64 or an 80 if you are tied to a PC with multiple windows and lots of different types of applications. So I think that's really important. It's also important to know what you can afford. How can you pay for it? I think these 32 and 40 cell models are great options for those of us who are gainfully employed. And if in the event that you don't have an open case with a rehabilitation counselor or a situation where you need Braille, regardless of whether or not your employer is going to buy it, a 32-cell Braille display for less than $4,000 that's able to connect all these different types of products is really great. Obviously, there's the 12-cell product. There is the 24-cell product for less than $3,000. And there's the 40-cell product, which I'm a big fan of, that's it's less than $5,000. When you get to 64 and 80 cells, it would be really advantageous to you, and I think it's really the right thing to do for a work accommodation situation for you to work with your employer to get the types of technology you need to be most productive on your job. I don't know a lot of people who will just go out and buy themselves their own 80-cell Braille display. Maybe I'm hanging out with the wrong crowd. I don't know. But anyway, there are lots of different price points here. There are lots of different Braille lengths that are contingent on price points and so forth. And it's a really exciting time. You also need to determine if Braille entry is for you. There are a lot of Braille users who are fine with QWERTY input. And if that's the case, the Brilliant is a Braille display that is here. It's not being replaced by the Braille Connect. It is a great product for Braille output and not necessarily Braille input. For Braille input, the Braille Connect is fantastic. But if it's not something that you're needing, the Brilliant's a fantastic line of Braille displays. And they're very so closely similar. They're manufactured in the same place. They come from the same product line. And it just gives you a little bit more flexibility. What I am going to do is I'm going to finally unlock my mic. And I'm going to open this up for questions. Dominic, if you're still there and you want to jump in with pricing and cover it more fully, feel free. Otherwise, I'll open it up for questions.
Is everybody getting a message that Sally has left the room? If they have, they can turn that off.
Hey, and everybody, I don't know if you can hear me. This is Dominic once again. Thanks for the presentation. Glad we got things going. Before I think we pass on to questions from the group, I'd like to introduce Matthew Janisauskas, who's our manager of tech support and just have him just say a few words from his perspective about the Braille displays. Matthew, will you join us?
Thank you. I think the only thing I'd like to make sure everyone's aware of is that we've made some recent changes and upgrades to the HumanWare website. And one of those relevant to this presentation is we have merged our shipping materials, drivers and CDs and documentation and so forth. So when someone purchases either a Brilliant or Braille Connect display that Larry's shown, the same contents that they receive with the product, those are also now available on our website. If you click on support, and then there's a link that says Brilliant and Braille Connect. Right there, I've added a zip archive that has all of the manuals, the documentation, the USB drivers that you need, and some nice reference documents as well for the some of those mnemonic commands that Larry showed for both JAWS and WindowEyes. So all those materials are available on humanware.com in the support area. And other than that, as Larry mentioned, HumanWare does support the three platforms he's covered using these products with JAWS, with WindowEyes, and with MobileSpeak Pocket. So if anyone purchases the displays and needs any help at all getting up and running or with the installation, by all means give us a call. And as some of you might or might not be aware, HumanWare also offers toll-free tech support now for the entire U.S. So if there's anything we can do to be of assistance, or if you just have any more questions about the products or their capabilities, please don't hesitate to call us anytime. And I'll pass it back to Larry. Thanks.
So I'm here and I'm open for questions. If you would like an explanation in more detail of what I was doing, or if you have any questions about what I was doing as it relates to the demo, or the content of the different types of things that we went over, or if you have any questions as it relates to a Braille display for you, if you're in a specific situation where you're in need of refreshable Braille, maybe we as a group can help you out as it relates to finding a Braille display that might be a good fit for you. So either I did a really good job, or you all are really bored, because I thought I was going to get a lot more questions. I am here and am very much available to answer your questions for the next half hour or so, and would love to help you out if you have any questions.
Larry, I thought it was a really good presentation, and you start talking about the old Braille and Braille versus Braille and whatnot. Yeah, that brings back nostalgia.
Yeah, Larry. Yeah, this is Robert Carter, and I just wanted to say the same as Franklin. Good job on your presentation. This message we're getting about Solid having left the room is something that we cannot seem to do anything about. At least I tried logging out, logging back in. It didn't make any difference. So apparently the room has gotten just a little bit corrupt somehow. Anyway, good job on the presentation. I enjoyed it. I did want to say that I especially enjoyed having the PowerPoints and access to the slides. And I would encourage everyone, if you're not already, to get familiar with how to operate this Talking Communities software, so that when you attend a presentation, you can use your function keys and jump back and forth between the web content, the slides that Larry was putting up, and the people who are in the room, see the list of people and so forth. It's really nice, some nice talking software that that George has come out with here. So anyway, good job, and thanks for the information.
I have a question. I have a comment for you, Larry. You did a wonderful job, and I just have a question also. Can the Bluetooth things work on my Braille Note BT version 6.2? Because I asked this question earlier, and I wasn't sure if I got it answered, so I was just wondering.
So if you have a Braille Note in power, you have Bluetooth capability, and you are able to do a number of different things from your Braille Note as it relates to wireless Bluetooth access. You can print from your Braille Note, and you can also utilize your cellular phone as a modem with your Braille Note. And so you do, and you can also interact with your PC to some degree with your Braille Note as well. I think the Braille Note's strength, though, is that it's a very good self-contained product with that's very feature-rich, lots of applications, and so forth. And the Bluetooth is sort of icing on the cake, but the real meat of the Braille Note is the fact that you have an awful lot of power within one device. And I think you should probably, that should probably be how you use it. Going back to the PowerPoint situation, for those of you who maybe didn't, weren't able to access those slides or didn't know the proper buttons, if you want to email me, that's larry.lewis, L-A-R-R-Y, dot Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, at flying, F-L-Y-I-N-G, dash blind, B-L-I-N-D, .com. I'd be happy to send you those slides as an email attachment. I also want to thank Clyde because there is so much going on with the room and a couple of hiccups that have happened to where he made sure that the right slides were going and all that jazz while I had my hands on Braille displays and PCs and everything else. So very appreciative of that. I'm glad, Robert, that you liked the slides and that they were helpful for you. And if anybody else would like them, please drop me an email and so forth.
96%. Larry, Ken 96%. Silverman, can you hear me?
Yeah, Ken, it's good to see you on the list. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, this 96%. Is the first time I've used this application, so I don't know quite what I'm doing. Anyway, my question for you about the Braille Connect series of displays is, do you have any plans to make them accessible to the Macintosh with VoiceOver and or Linux-based systems with Orca or something like that?
I personally have an interest in getting Braille access for Apple because I think with the emergence of the iPod and now the iPhone and the different Leopard that was just released a few days ago, I really think that it's not going away. I thought Apple a few years ago was down for the count, and then the iPod came in and really saved it. And now you've seen a resurgence on all Apple platforms. So there's actually some other projects that I'm working on as it relates to wanting to get Braille access in Apple, and obviously since I am a Braille Connect customer, that would pretty much be the first display on my list that I would want to get drivers developed. We have kicked around some ideas as it relates to Linux and Orca and Braille TTY and so forth, and all the different Linux screen readers. At this stage, there are not drivers, but the nice thing about Linux is it is, freeware, and it's, I think, a matter of time before the right protocols are implemented and so forth, and you have some Linux capability with these devices.
Yeah, well, thanks, Larry. I have to go to another telecon, actually, but I just wanted to ask, are you going to be in Atlanta, if I could touch base with you there?
I will be in Atlanta, in case I'm repeating myself. I think I had an issue with my mic. I will be in Atlanta, Ken, and I'll be there at least for the first few days. And let's definitely try to connect for a coffee and a chat or something there, and I can give you some hands-on exposure to this, especially as it relates to the mobile speak software, since chances are I probably won't have my laptop over my shoulder all the time, but I will have my cell phone with me and my Braille Connect.
Okay, well, because I wanted to maybe can touch base on those other projects for Apple and so forth. Anyway,
9%.
That's about it for me. I'll turn it over to other folks. Thanks so much for the wonderful presentation. I'm out. Thanks. Bye.
No mic.
Hello, Larry and everybody. Actually, someone has just posted a question, which I think is a good discussion point, and that is, what are the advantages to using Braille over speech or with speech with a screen reader? What does Braille give you? And I know about accuracy and page or screen layout. It's great in for programmers who are dealing with difficult languages or codes. Would anybody else like to open that discussion? Because I think it's a very good question.
I'm just going to jump in quickly and say that in situations where you have to present information, either a spreadsheet or information to people where you're speaking to a group or where you're speaking to somebody who is cite it. I think it helps you organize your thoughts a little bit better, and it also, you're not really necessarily imposing synthetic speech on somebody who might not want to hear it. So I think it makes you a little bit more efficient as it relates to conveying information when you have that information at your fingertips instead of audibly for everybody. Dominic touched on some really great points as it relates to accuracy, which can be key. I can often, on these listservs and so forth, tell just by reading an email sometimes if a person is a Braille literate or not. And I think accuracy, literacy, organization, and maybe interacting and performing tasks as a sighted person would look at something and convey, have print conveyed to their eyes and so forth, and process things the same way and organize things the same way, is a big deal for me when using this technology. And I'll open it up for other comments.
Privacy is another very important issue. And when I see people doing presentations in front of a room or even in talking with people on the phone, we can always hear their speech synthesizer going off, or they might have an earplug or something like that. And I'm sure it's difficult to multitask like that, but when you're able to actually be reading the Braille tactily and doing your presentation or speaking to a group or even looking in a database or records, I think you have that a little bit of privacy, but less multitasking and trying to listen and talk at the same time.
I'm not sure if you guys got this question on the board. How much does it cost for all the equipment that Larry talked about?
The products range in price from $19.95 for the Braille Connect 12 to $29.95 for the Braille Connect, $39.95 for the Braille Connect 32, $49.95 for the Braille Connect 40. If individuals wanted the Brilliant 24, 32, or 40, you're looking at $27.95, $37.95, $47.95. I don't have the prices of the 64 and 80, but I'm sure Dominic, and I see Matthew and Carol and Joanne, I'm sure those guys could jump in on the bigger displays as far as pricing.
Okay.
Larry had said earlier in his presentation the cost of refreshable Braille, you think of it per cell, is really very costly. So as I know of it, one of the least expensive small portable displays is the 12-cell, which is $1,995, so just under $2,000. But when you get to the 80-cell, then it's just under $9,000, and the 64-cell is $7,295. Most of the 80-cell displays that are purchased by Humanware are 64, majority, if not all of them, are really purchased by large companies that employ people or, in some cases, by rehab. So it's people that are, customer service, programmers, or people that really need to use speech, and they're fortunate that either the companies or rehab will purchase it for them. See another note up here, and there are don't overlook the fact that your Braille notes, whether it's an 18 cell or 32, and even the PK with the Classics or the Empower, can be used as a Braille display with a screen reader. And so, with the case of the Empower or the Braille Note PK, you can do that via Bluetooth. However, we do provide, a serial cable as well, and this serial cable can be used with the Classics. So tech support would be happy to help you with that configuration. It's something that we often overlook, and I'm glad someone brought that up because you're not able to put your keyboard on top of your Braille display, but you can have the Braille Note off to the side and use that as a Braille display as well.
I think probably the most interesting feature for me using this device, the Braille Connect, with mobile products is I can actually mute the speech. I've used talking cellular phones for probably about the last 3.5 years, and probably one of the annoying things about them is that you do have speech output when you're in a public place, when you're text messaging, when you're looking up a number, when you're calling someone. It is kind of nice to be able to mute your speech using your Braille display and just interact in Braille. And when you see left and right soft buttons on your Braille display, just being able to reach up and click your your left soft to your right soft button and get somewhere very quickly. For those of you who are familiar with PDAs and cellular phone type technologies, you have two virtual buttons usually on your screen that's left and right soft, and they get you places quicker. They open up menus and so forth. It's really neat being able to wirelessly, it's a neat little magic trick, I guess, is how I view it, is just reaching up above one of those graphics or one of those graphical buttons on your Braille display, clicking your routing button, and something happening. It's just it's amazing stuff.
Question about using an M-Power as a Braille display. I think it was mentioned, if I understood correctly, that it can be used through Bluetooth. Can it also be connected through USB? I know that serial, it can be done. I've done it in the past with the Classic. But with an M-Power, most of the newer computers don't have serial ports. So can you use a terminal, a Braille terminal, through USB?
There is a serial to USB converter that can be connected to the M-Power. So on the M-Power, you would use the serial port because that's how the drivers are actually done. That would then go from serial to USB, and then you'd use the USB connection to go to your PC. And it's an off-the-shelf converter. It's, I think, under $20 or so, and Matthew should be able to provide that model or name for you in tech support.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if Larry is taking his afternoon nap, but thanks again, Larry, for your presentation. I appreciate everybody else joining us. We actually had at one time 40 people joining us, and I think that's really a great turnout for a Friday afternoon. And we certainly want to continue doing these, and we'll get better at them, all of us, both as participants and presenters. And thank you very much, and I'm going to sign off and have a wonderful weekend.